Sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Professor Stock, for the kind invitation to be with you today. Ensuring and documenting cultural variety is not only one of the most important challenges linked to the development and future impacts of the digital humanities on scholarly work, it is also one of the key elements to be considered in the field of policy making and research funding on a European and international level. In my short presentation, I would thus like to reflect on digital humanities and its outcomes against the background of cultural data and its diversity. In the following, I will be specially referring to experiences made in the past years in the context of my involvement in the European Science Foundation and at the Trier Center for Digital Humanities. The Trier Center belongs to the oldest centers for digital humanities in Europe, having been founded more than 18 years ago by my predecessor, Kurt Gärtner, and being in close cooperation with the German academies. I would like to dedicate this talk this evening to my friend, Swiss colleague, and digital humanist, Peter Haber, who died far too early yesterday. A bit more than a year ago, the European Science Foundation published under my direction a so-called science policy briefing on research infrastructures in the digital humanities. It is notable that this is the first publication of its kind entirely commissioned by the scientific governance representing the humanities, a unique body of 30 countries in Europe, the Standing Committee for the Humanities. The report that you can download at the ESF site presents the state of the art and identifies the key needs and the challenges of doing digital humanities in Europe and beyond today. It reflects on a genuine humanities-born conception of what digital research infrastructures are and notes that they diverge in many ways from the natural sciences approach. It discusses the issues of strategic directions, partnerships, and networking, academic training, recognition, and evaluation, dissemination, and outreach, as well as education. I cannot go into the details of all these topics today, but will take up some of the key issues in order to develop my reflections within the context of my main focus this evening, research infrastructures and cultural data. Humanities researchers have long been familiar with research infrastructures and the objects that populate them. It would be, of course, an interesting endeavor to write a cultural history of research infrastructures and cultural data in the humanities. And this endeavor would probably begin with, or at least include, the antique idea of the museum as early as the 3rd century before Christ, where this initiative to collect, organize, and conserve knowledge in form of cultural data gave birth in Alexandria to the first information center we know of, including a university, a cultural center, and a library. So no, we humanists are not behind the other ones concerning research infrastructures. As many things, we're far beyond. Since then, archives, museums, galleries, and libraries have already housed collections of physical objects, such as archaeological fragments, paintings or sculptures, inscriptions, manuscripts or books, etc. The digital age is compelling us to introduce such physical collections onto the digital plane and to construct new collections of digital objects as subjects of research. So, With the coming of the digital age, humanities researchers are extending their views on the nature of research objects, whether physical or digital. They are reinterpreting and redefining traditional or physical repositories and collections of cultural data. And they are reassessing the very nature and definition of research infrastructures. Therefore, and due to the diversity of what humanities research includes, the overall definition of research infrastructures in humanities needs to encompass both physical and digital infrastructures containing cultural data. Accordingly, we endeavor to set out a description of the most common forms of research infrastructures found in the humanities documenting cultural data. At an overarching level, four primary layers of research infrastructures can be identified. Physical infrastructures, collections of physical objects, installations, instruments. These may be single-sided or hosted by more than one institution or country. Digital data infrastructures. These comprise single-sided or interconnected data repositories spread over several institutions or countries. E-infrastructures. These are networks and or computing facilities spread over various institutions and or countries. This is the technical backbone of a given research infrastructure. And examples include grid computing, cluster computing, cloud computing, and the networks that connect them. And fourth, meta-infrastructures, which build conglomerates of independent research infrastructures residing in different institutions or countries with different data formats and data structures, i.e., resulting from different activities, yet connecting using compatible metadata formats or processes, thus enabling access to different data archives. At this macro level, a number of broad categories of offerings can also be identified. These include access to data and physical objects, access to services, access to expertise, and access to laboratory facilities. Within these broad categories, we sketched a typological framework of research infrastructures in the humanities from a multi-layered and multi-dimensional perspective, and at the same time documenting the diversity and heterogeneity of cultural data. The diagram here presents a set of criteria for defining the idea of research infrastructures in the humanities. On a vertical axis, a distinction can be made between research infrastructures that offer access to cultural data that could be considered of a primary nature, original data, original documents, and those that provide enriched data and metadata. These distinctions do not indicate that such categories are necessarily discrete or opposed. Another significant consideration, also for the management of large data corpora, is a distinction between digital objects and born digital objects. The first are digital abstractions or remediations of physical objects, or as the Oxford scholar Ségolène Tarte once named them, digital avatars. The second are objects that are intended, produced, and exist as digital objects only. A third case is the combination, a hybrid object, where the same object is available at the same time in both media. At further horizontal level, Different categories can be identified, such as subject-related research infrastructures as opposed to institutional infrastructures. At a further level, there exists a range of infrastructures that create dynamic interconnections, networks, and bridges across different types of resources with cultural data. For example, thesauri, co-reference systems, conceptual models, semantic web frameworks, or ontologies. While physical research infrastructures in the humanities are composed of predominantly static collections of objects, newly emerging infrastructures may give the community a different dimension. Research infrastructures may here be composed of collections of objects that are dynamically identified and aggregated, thus enabling the researchers to track changes in almost real time if needed. A step further might include such infrastructures that are not composed of collections, but of services or tools, and that allow researchers to track and manipulate the kind of data of relevance to their research. In this way, research infrastructures can enable research methods that have not been previously available to the humanities before. This model is open and dynamic. Overarching the open model of the often intersecting characteristics of individual research infrastructures, there exists an ecosystem where the following levels of scale of reach of a research infrastructure coexist or even intersect, and if then, it should be harmonically. The global or pan-European level, the national or community-driven level, and the local institutional level. It should be noted that some research infrastructures are scaled and targeted to one of or more of these categories from the moments of their design and implementation, while some others were planned on a smaller scale in the beginning, but by their usage have evolved into larger scale initiatives. The prerequisite for this evolution is, of course, open access models and the usage of standards in data repositories and data services that host cultural data. Within this ecosystem, the corresponding services, the service provider structure caters for the worldwide European technical infrastructure, for example, grid computing, like in TexGrid, where at the same time encompassing the European and national competence centers at community level, for example, the DARAIA initiative or the CLARINE initiative. Such an ecosystem fostering cultural data of different varieties is conceived as being regulated by the interactions of components such as, among others, the quality of data, tools, and services, their dynamic functioning beyond the project-based support, and of course, ethical issues. Last but not least, we must also be mindful of hegemony, whether in the research or research funding domain. While fostering the positive aspect of overarching institutionalized international initiatives of large data corpora in the digital humanities, one should bear in mind that these should not become the one and only perspective through which research in the digital humanities should be seen through and evaluated by. The same observation can be made from a linguistic point of view. Languages being an important part of the cultural data of mankind. Digital humanities are not a monolingual issue, that is, an Anglophone one. It's the question, what text do we digitalize? The majority of European researchers are aware of this and are often active in documenting the importance of linguistic variety and also of cultural variety in this emerging research field. To put it metaphorically, digital humanities are not a single window in an ivory tower, but a multifaceted prism reflecting many domains and approaches to cultural heritage. A modus vivendi should be found in which individual approaches, small niches, and also discipline and language-specific methodologies can prosper against a background of collaboratively defined interoperable parameters and international standards. Of course, one could agree that this diversity is how the field has always been. But exactly these questions are being called into question due to the fact that the field is developing so rapidly. And this raised a host of challenges and new challenges. Understanding and documenting the diversity of digital humanities research and its research infrastructures containing cultural data in the European and global international landscape will be indeed one of the positive challenges we will be facing in the coming years. This brings me to my conclusion, in which I would like to stress the positive issue of hybridity. Of course, hybridity of cultural data brings challenges along, but I still remain profoundly optimistic about them. Europe's diversity is an asset and a genuine component of our culture and history, and research about these topics can only be done with their proper consideration. Thus, to come back to the issue of research infrastructures, good research infrastructures are needed as strongly in the humanities as in the so-called hard sciences. But the word good doesn't have to, and in fact doesn't mean the same in both constellations. In both constellations, good research infrastructures allow scholars to access, order, analyze, store, and reuse large cultural data in ways otherwise impossible. One important factor regarding humanities is that the objects of our study, an author, a society, a painting, a language, or a group of sculptures, are more likely to be culturally bound. They are usually studied through the written, oft handwritten word, or an unique non-textual artifact, which calls for time-consuming discovery, retrieval, transcription, or description. Here, an example of a project on epistolary networks in exile that we are hosting in Trier. As a consequence, digital humanists tend towards genuine qualitative work with new quantitative methods, but I would like to stress the quality before the quantity, and then we could redo the result analysis using large corpora, which is analyzed, published, and disseminated in specific national languages. It is important to combine an ambitious approach to these matters with a pragmatic one. While the complete digitization of our cultural heritage is unrealistic for the foreseeable future, this does not mean that we should not endeavor to develop research strategies and projects and research infrastructures in the humanities that reach across linguistic and national borders and that show diversity in the linguistic and the cultural way. National founding agency should help us by doing so and need to go beyond national borders by funding multilingual initiatives and other multidimensional corpora containing cultural data. Thank you.